The terrorist attacks of September 11th have changed the routines of many Americans, including how they plan to celebrate Halloween this year. From member station WOSU in Columbus, Ohio, Natalie Walston reports.
Near downtown Columbus, the Yankee Trader costume shop sells makeup kits for fake boils and cuts. This year, though, the store has American flag stickers, red, white, and blue garland, and bumper stickers piled on the counter. Clerk Warner Seidner says this is what's selling.
Anything that has to do with America. We have a great Liberty statue, mask, and torch that everybody seems to be liking, and we're selling a lot of that. Anything that's red, white, and blue, they buy.
On this day, a suburban mother is digging through American flag lapel pins. Brenda Proctor came here to look for a devil costume for her daughter, but she says she really can't stomach seeing children wear gory masks or costumes this year.
I think maybe the gory stuff might seem a little off color and uncomfortable, but I think maybe the, you know, witch or ghost or, you know, some of the typical stuff you're seeing here, Batman or something, might still just be kind of fun and dressing up.
In fact, Batman and Barbie costumes are traditional bestsellers nationwide. This year's trendy costumes from movies such as Shrek were shipped to retail stores months ago. But after September 11th, demand for hero and patriotic costumes soared. Howard Beige is with Ruby's Costume Company in Queens, New York. It's one of the nation's largest manufacturers of Halloween supplies. He says the stores can't keep police and firefighter costumes on their shelves.
I think what's happening this Halloween is that kids have found themselves a new superhero. And it's gratifying that the superhero is real-life people. And essentially, considering the firemen, policemen, soldiers, they're superheroes at this point.
Each year, the makers of Rit Dye put a popular Halloween costume on the company website. This gives customers ideas for dyeing fabric. This year, the pictures are of Betsy Ross and Uncle Sam. Since September 11th, sales of red and blue dye have jumped more than 40%. Some Halloween traditions have stayed nearly the same, though, despite attempts to tone down the gore this season. So-called haunted houses are still drawing crowds. But organizer Ken Schnocke says he toned down the displays this year.
We don't quite have as much blood and gore, but this haunted house really has never been that much about blood and gore. It's more about the scare.
And while scaring someone will always be a part of Halloween, patriotic themes are definitely emerging this year. And it's not just for Halloween. Stores report they're already receiving shipments of red, white, and blue Christmas tree ornaments. For NPR News, I'm Natalie Walston in Columbus.